Good afternoon, everybody. If we could ask everyone to take their seats, please. We have a very special guest that is not on the program. And if you don't sit down, you're going to miss all kinds of excitement. Okay, I'm going to start the preview. It's Coach Kiln. He's here off the campaign trail. He's out recruiting, just like many of you are. Little bit further. Come on, Senator Senjum. There we go. Move on in. It's U of M football, Leon. It's not the Vikings, so I understand. Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome someone who I believe has become a real inspiration. As a former college football player, it's always great to hear a coach and get perspective. This is a gentleman who is very, very busy right now. As soon as the season ends, he spends most of his free time in living rooms all across the state of Minnesota, the upper Midwest. We'll maybe let you know if he's going further south, but this is a guy who goes out and recruits the best and the brightest. So we thought it would be a great opportunity. He is someone who's really, I think, inspired football back on campus again, got a great place to play across the street, and is doing a fantastic job of bringing faith in our program, faith in our college, but also a great motivational speaker and someone who our students and especially student athletes are looking to as a leader. It is my great pleasure to introduce your University of Minnesota football coach, Coach Kiln. Come on up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great honor and a privilege to be here. It gives me a little bit of break. I just actually got done visiting with a young man and a coach, and then I'm going to head right out of here and do the same and be in a house tonight, and that's what I've been doing for about a month. So it's kind of a good break in the action to come visit with you today. And again, it's a privilege. First of all, it's great that my understanding, you know, in the great state of Minnesota, this is one of the few times in our country that the state, you know, comes together and does something like that. And to me, it's important that you're here because you want to be here, and it's very much appreciative. And I know when they asked me to visit a little bit today hey, Coach, you've turned around programs and you've been in different states and those type of things, you know, can you share that with us a little bit? Number one, I'll share with you a little bit what I share with our recruits. You know, we have struggled here in football for a while, and my job is to get it turned around. And it's not an easy job to turn around things when you're recruiting against other institutions that have been successful, and we're competing for the same young men. But the biggest thing that we have been able to do in the recruiting is we have sold you. We have sold you. I've told people that I've sat in their living rooms in 10 different states is that the reason Coach Kiln is here and why I enjoy the state of Minnesota so much is the people. And the only way that we're going to turn our program is with the people. And when we recruit them, I talk to them about the things that probably you're talking about today. I brag on you. We have a great state here at the University of Minnesota, and I've coached in about six or seven different ones. And my home state's the state of Kansas, and I was asked, my wife and I, this is the first time in 8 years that we haven't been in a bowl game or something to the effect for Christmas. And she says, Jerry, you know, what do you think? Should we go home and see our families and all that? I said, this is our home. I said, I'm tired. Let's just stay here in the great state of Minnesota, enjoy, which we did. Now, we don't want to do that every year. We want to be in a bowl game every year. But in this particular situation, we enjoyed. But when we're out talking to recruits, and I'm being home tonight, I talk about the Twin Cities. I talk about how great our people are. I talk about we are uncommon. Tony Dungy, You know, he's one of ours. He's written a book called Uncommon. It's a great book. I encourage you to read it. It's a book that talks about being different, and being different's okay. I tell our recruits, our institution, our state, we're uncommon. You know, we don't have to, this is our state university at Minnesota. I grew up in Kansas. It was always Kansas and K-State, Iowa and Iowa State. Here it's the University of Minnesota. That's a tremendous selling point. It's easy to sell our school and our university because the great teachers and the academics and the research goes on in the institution. I'm probably alive because 7 years ago I was diagnosed with cancer, and there's probably something at this institution discovered that saved my life. So I'm very thankful for what our university does. I think about and talk about the business world. I mean, how can you not want to come to our university with all the things that we have to offer? You know, you can come right here. You have all the 500 fortunate companies. You have this great business community. You know, how can you not want to come to school here? Now, I'll talk about our competitors. The University of Iowa can't offer that. We can. We're unique. We're different than everybody in the Big Ten. I talk about the people and the passion that you have to make this place a better place, and how people are user-friendly. You can talk to them and they help you. And I said, you know, I was recruited here a year ago. People have made us feel tremendously here in the state of Minnesota. I talk about the beautiful countryside. I grew up in a town of 2,000 people. 2,000 people, one stop sign and a grocery store. The guy that from the Star Tribune went out to my place where I was raised, he probably went into culture shock, you know. But you want to know something? I was raised like a lot of people here in this great state of Minnesota. I grew up out in the country. I worked out on the farms. We've got beautiful countryside, great places to hunt and fish. You know, when I'm talking to recruit, I tell them all this. And I tell them at the end of it, how can you not want to come to the University of Minnesota? Okay? But I will tell you one thing we don't do enough here at the University of Minnesota and even our state. We need to take more pride in who we are, because we do have a great place. And we need to sell what kind of place we have. We have to do that. We have to do that in football, but I think we have to do that as a state. Now, I'm sitting here, and my boss is sitting right there eating. So, I do want to have a job. But I also talk from my heart, is that that's the same thing. What we're trying to do in our state and what we're trying to do in our football program, there's a lot of coexistence. I get to coach the greatest game that's ever been invented. I get to go walk into a room, which I did a week ago, and I've seen a culture change in a year. When I first walked in that room a year ago, I had kids sitting in their seats, all slumped down, about half asleep, hats turned backwards, not paying attention, not going to class, not doing what they're supposed to do. When I walked in the classroom this year, I walked in, everybody was at attention, they paid attention. I put a videotape. There's a guy that's in the process of writing a book on what we did where I was at before in Southern Illinois. We turned a program around that they hadn't won there in 20 years. They'd done a documentary, and I put that documentary on for our kids. I wanted to show them the vision of where we were going. So I put that on there, and they got to see it, and they got to hear it. Some of them laughed because they said, Coach hadn't changed anything since he's come here. He's saying the same things there is what he's trying to tell us here. So we showed them a vision. Each one of them had a copy of the book Uncommon sitting on their table. And I said, that's who we're going to be. We're going to be different than anybody else. We're going to be uncommon. And we're going to do that from going to class, the way we work, what we do offensively and defensively, how we act in public. We're going to be different. We don't have to be the same. We can be good people off the field and be very hard-nosed, tough people on the field. But this is who we're going to be. And I think it's the same thing as you all are visiting today. What I'm doing is I'm selling a vision. You know, I'm selling the vision. It doesn't happen overnight either, by the way. It's hard. You know, we went in there, we probably had about 20% of them that said, hey, maybe these guys can do it. We don't know. I can tell you, I walked in there, I think we've got that group up to about 65%. If we can get 80% of them, we're all going the same direction, we got a chance. So we're moving forward. A good example of that is we were, you know, about a 2.21 when I got the job here, and our overall GPA went to 3.0 something this past semester. I'd say that's a huge change. That has little to do with me. It has a lot to do with the people that I surrounded myself with. And it has a lot to do with the academic center. It has a lot to do with the people that we take around and we class check kids. It has a lot to do with our people saying, hey, this is the way it's going to be. It has to do with the head coach setting a corner out that was a pretty good player for 3 weeks because he didn't do what he's supposed to do. Sometimes you have to do some hard things. Being a leader, sometimes you have to make tough decisions. They're not easy. But at the end of the day, I can't look at it from a personal standpoint. I got to look at it what's best for the University of Minnesota and our football program and our great state. So that is what we're trying to do, but that vision's not easily sold. And you've got to continue to move forward. I'd say with our football program and our football team, we're about halfway there. We're moving, but it's not easy. But I think we're moving it. We're getting the inside. We're getting the concrete floor laid down, because when you do it on the insides where nobody sees it and they start to do those things, winning's a byproduct. But winning's, you know, we all understand about success and winning, but at the end of the day, our winning, you know, on my tombstone, it's not going to have wins and losses. It won't. I've been in a lot of cemeteries. I've never seen a coach have wins and losses. Is what will be on there is that how many kids have you touched, how many people have you helped out in your coaching career and made them better people? And if we do that as coaches and we make those kids better, then the byproduct of that is winning, and we will win. But that's our job, and that's what we have to sell. Our recruits last year were all the kids that I'd never seen before. This year, we're bringing in new recruits to mix in with these kids. I think we've captured the kids that were here. Now we bring new ones in, and we keep trying to elevate our program. But as I talked to our recruits, and I was in the same hotel with Brady Hoke in St. Louis on Monday night competing, and then we stayed at the same motel. That's real comfortable, all right? And I've known Brady for a long time, is that, you know, we have to raise the bar for us in the football program, and I will compare it to our university and our state. We have to raise the bar. I have to look, when we look in our program and we put our vision together, I'm not going to look at somebody that's lower down in here. I'm going to look at the being the best. All right, I look at, you know, we're going to study the people that are successful, who are doing good, and those kind of things, because let me tell you, I was given a second chance in life 7 years ago. I'm on a vision, I'm on a fast track, is that, you know, we want to be the best. We don't want to just have an average football program. We don't want to have an average school here at the University of Minnesota. We don't want to be average in anything. I don't know anybody wants that. When you have a short time, you want to try to be the best, and you want to give everything you can. And I have great passion for what I do. I haven't worked since I left the farm when I was 19 years old. I left for a reason. It was hard work. I'm one of those few guys that hadn't worked for 29 years. I get paid for doing a job that I love to do. And I shouldn't say this. I'd do it for a whole lot less money than I'm doing it now. I enjoy it. I have passion for what I do. You know, I started in this business making $250 a month, and I lived in a trailer house for 3 years. And I was just as fired up and passionate then as I am now. You're saying, Coach, what are you trying to message, you're trying to give? It's the same thing here at our university. We have a tremendous university. We have a great reputation. That's what I have to sell right now, because I can't sell winning football games. We haven't done it. I've got to sell our university. I've got to sell you all. I've got to sell the great state of Minnesota. Okay? We have to do that. And we do have a great university. And we have a great state. But guess what? Everybody's competing right now. Our state's competing, our university's competing, and our football team is competing. We're all in the same, we're all working together, because everybody's trying to get ahead. You know, it's all about competition. And if we stay the same or status quo, guess what? We're going to get bypassed. And we don't want to be bypassed. So let's throw football outside the door right now and just talk to you as one of you and not a football coach. Is our university, how do we continue to be a great university here? Well, we got to continue to invest. We got to continue to work. And that's where you all come in, our university, our state. We have to work together to get things better. I told our football players the other day, you've got to care about the next person more than you care about yourself. We got a selfish country. It is what it is. We're selfish. Is we've got to learn to care about that person next to you. And if we can get our football team to do that, we'll win. Bill Belichick does a tremendous job. He's got Tom Brady at quarterback, but a lot of people can't even name the rest of those guys. They're not all Pro Bowlers, but he's got a vision, he's got a system, and he gets them convinced if you do this and you're unselfish, you can chase the grand prize. And he's done it as good as anybody, whether you like him or not. He's not going to be a great interview guy on TV, but I'll tell you what, he knows how to motivate people. And that's what I'm saying with our university and with our state. We don't want to stay the same. And people like you that are here today, you're passionate about the state. You're passionate about what we stand for. Let me tell you, I've been in 11 different states in the last 3 weeks. There's no state that, in my opinion, that I've been in. When we pulled up here, my wife lives, we live here, it's clean. The people are good. We got a beautiful place. You can wake up every morning and feel good where you're at. Not everybody gets that. But you know what? That can slip if we don't take care of it. And our state can go just like this. Our football program, hey, let me tell you, this thing didn't happen overnight. It's happened for 40 years. It didn't happen overnight. So the farther it slips, as we all well know, the tougher it is to get it back. So where we're at right now as a state, as a university, and of course our football program needs to catch up to you all. That's our job. But guess what? You've got to help us do that. We will not turn around our program if it isn't for you. You're the stockholders of our program. There's an owner of the Vikings, but you own our football team. This is your football team. This is your state school. This is your university. This is Minnesota. And we need to take care of Minnesota. And whatever I can do personally to help you do that, I certainly will. You know, somebody said, Coach, during recruiting, they said, you know, in the very beginnings, Kansas University job opened up. Now, that's my home state. And one of the donors said, hey, I said, my home state's the University of Minnesota. You all had a chance about 4 years ago, and you didn't do it. This is my home state. And I take pride, and not only in our football program, I take pride in being here. And I think the way we get where we need to go as a football program, as a university, and as a state, we got to make sure we don't forget the little things. And I'm going to give you a great example of a little thing. It's like when I walk across campus and I see a piece of paper or something that's trash, I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to put it in the trash can. You think, oh, that's pretty simple. You know what? That's making a difference. Or when I walk into a building, in our building where I work, in the Beerman Center, and I go walk in that building, guess who I take care of? Anybody raise their hand. Who do you think Coach Kill talks to the most maybe in our building? The custodian. You darn right. Most important person. My dad was a maintenance guy at one time. You know why he's important? When we walk that recruit's family in there, who's the customer, and we walk them in there, and those floors are clean and shiny, that carpet's perfect because I'm always one that's looking at the carpet. I look at the little things. They walk in there, guess what those people are doing? They're comparing us to Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Purdue. We may not have the nicest facility, maybe their facility's bigger and all that, but if it's clean and it's nice and it's, we can win that war. I believe that, you know? And so if you look at our stadium, you wanna know the great thing about our stadium? Look at the outside of it. There's no other stadium, we sell that. Look at all the counties. Again, It's your school. So it's been great to have the opportunity to visit with you. I thank you for all the hard work that you put in and what you do for the state of Minnesota and our university and our football program. But I'm just thankful that you're you. You're common people with the right ideas. You're hardworking. And somebody said, Coach, what's the magical term for us to get back to being successful in football? Well, it's the same thing that you got to do. I'm going to want to get this coat off anyway. All right? It's the same thing that you got to do. You got to roll your sleeves up, and you got to go to work every day. And I walk in our building, we still got to get people to do this. And the more people we can get to do this, strength comes in numbers. And the more people we can get going one direction, and if we're a team, and we're a team and we're working together, the more that we'll accomplish. I always do this. I run them crazy. I try to get that mic off, Dr. Kayla. They go, is that, so we've got to work together. We have to be a team, and with strength, we can do that. And I'm convinced, and I always have been, is that if you can get people to understand the vision, and I know you all got a vision for our state. If you see the vision, you can show the vision, and you invest in the vision, it can come possible. And the best idea I can give you is what happened to us academically this year. There was investment into the academic center. There was people that put effort into that academic center. Everybody said, hey, we got a problem, let's fix it. And guess what? It got fixed. And we didn't talk about it, we did it. We have a lot of people in our country that talk. But my famous saying is this: I hear what you're saying, I'll trust what you do. I hear what you're saying, I'll trust what you do. I like to be around doers, not talkers. So I've talked way too long. I need to go back to work. I need to go recruit. And I need to get us better players, better students, so we can help this process along. Because I know if we have a good football program and we can represent, this thing could really be special. And we can help our university. We're not helping our university enough right now. And I can say that in front of my boss. We got to do better. And the only way I know to do better is doing what we're doing here, but we're going to need everybody's help to help us. And so when we do get it turned, it will be because of you, not me. I thank you for your time. I've enjoyed it. I hope you all have a great day. And let's take great pride in who we are. We are Minnesota. This is our state school. Let's work together to make this the best state. I get tired of hearing about everybody else's. We are the state, and I take pride in that. I don't like going in that. I don't like going in that stadium, seeing other people's jerseys, all that in there. If you're from Wisconsin, Iowa, I'm sorry. It is what it is. This is the state of Minnesota. Let's take care of it. God bless you, and thanks for the opportunity.
If you have any doubt where our football program is going before today, it's all gone. God bless you, Coach. Thanks for all you're doing. You are one heck of an inspirational speaker. If you ever want to get involved in politics, my number is... we have, I think, a little bit of time. Professor Jacobs, we'll let you finish up your lunch and dessert. Those of you that didn't start with dessert, our table did, so we're ready. But we're going to have Professor Kaler... President Kaler, Chancellor Rosenstone, and the Private College Council President as well, Mary Ann, will be up here to have a little bit of discussion as well. Professor Jacobs will be the moderator on that. And then just another plug, Senator Bach, thank you, and Senator Senjum as well, to make sure and stay for the afternoon sessions. We are going to take a lot of the ideas we have here today, and we are going to put them into bill form. We're going to actually have some product that we leave here today with, so please stay afterwards. For those of you who are going to be facilitators, I think it's the Sky Yuma room. So anybody who is going to be facilitating the breakout sessions, please meet in the Sky Umar room with the coordinators before we get into the breakout sessions, get you all set up. So finish your lunch, get to your dessert, and then we'll start with Professor Jacobs here in a few minutes.